Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly Loves on News Radio 930 WBEN. Already hump day, already midweek, if you will. And if my voice sounds a little bit hoarse today as the show moves on, I will guess what it is. It's the smoke from Canada. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but want to find out where you are and how bad it is. I'm looking at a shot right now on Fox News from EarthCam of New York City, and it is almost a post-apocalyptic view of the Big Apple. It's like New York City being bathed in the orange light of a new moon or a full moon that is just rising. If the moon could project that kind of a light, it's super freaky. Now, I haven't been too many places in the past few days, so I'm not in a position to say, well, it was worse here than it was there. Where I live, it was not that bad at all as far as, but I spent the day inside, so I don't know if I'm really qualified to say. But somebody I know is in South Buffalo. And in South Buffalo, it smells like, Cheerios and smoke. Cheerios and smoke. I've talked to some local physicians, and they say that admissions into ICUs for people with asthma and COPD are up. And I can certainly understand why. I told you during the height of the pollen season that usually with allergies, with me, it's different for everybody, but with me, when it's an allergy season, my breathing apparatus gets a little bit clogged up, and you can hear it in my voice. It gets raspy, and I'm having the same kind of feeling now, not as bad because I've really been trying to watch my exposure to it, but I have the same kind of feeling now as I had during the peak of that nasty tree pollen season that we have already had. Either that or my body's just getting used to it. But anyway, that's what it does to me. And also, a couple of people have said, Tom, tell people to watch their pets. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know that this is the time to take your dog on a 5-mile walk around the neighborhood. Probably could wait on that. I know that your dog, oh, I just said the word, I'm sorry. I know that your dog looks forward to the WALK, okay? Thank you. The WALK. I understand that your dog looks forward to that, but it might not be the best time. If you're a runner, and I know some people who run, and I don't know that this is the day to do a 5-mile run or a 10-mile run. Many of you run 10 miles a day. I think you're insane, but you still do it. I'm just jealous because I don't have legs. I have stumps. Well, not real stumps, but they might as well be. Not exactly a dancer's legs, not exactly runner's legs, if you catch my drift. And to make it worse, they're a little bit bow-legged, which really kind of sucks. Look like a circus freak. But put that man in a specimen box and quickly. Anyway, if you're having any issues because of the smoke, I would like to know what they are. And by the way, I just checked that website I gave you yesterday, the air quality website, and our air in Western New York is now very unhealthy. Yes, very unhealthy. No garbage pickup in the city of Buffalo. The splash pads are closed down because the air is unhealthy. And I'm kind of curious if you or your kids are involved in any sport that is played outside, if you have any thoughts on whether the league in which your child plays should shut down play until the air quality improves. And frankly, I don't think that's a horrible idea at all. I'm really not one to be, the sky is falling, Oh my goodness, it's the zombie apocalypse. But if the air is very unhealthy, it stands to reason that it would be very unhealthy to be outside if you can prevent it at all. Now, one of the things that I'm interested in is the degree to which this smoke is affecting aviation. And I'm seeing a shot right now of, I think it's the LaGuardia, not 100% on that, but you can barely see a jet. I can't even tell what kind of jet it is. It's a larger commercial jet. It's not a private jet, sitting on a runway. Oop, another one just came into land. And I'm not sure what the camera distance is, but it's not that, it looks like a foggy day. It looks like a foggy day. In a lot of parts of the East Coast, including parts of Western New York. So how bad is the smoke where you are, and how many of you have COPD? How many of you have asthma? How many of you have kids and pets, and you have changed your lifestyle here because of the smoke that is coming in from these wildfires that are raging in Canada? Over 200 wildfires are raging. And by the way, our situation around here, we've got a lot of dry areas of grass and field areas in Western New York, okay? For some people, it's good. But for most people, it isn't. So I'm just going to say this probably isn't a good time to start a fire in your backyard fire pit. Probably not the best time to have a preliminary launch of your Independence Day fireworks, because the ground is it's rather on the dry side, if you catch my drift. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Have you changed your routine at all because of what is going on with the weather, specifically the smoke that we are seeing? And there's a whole bunch of websites out there. The one I've been using is Air Now, A-I-R, airnow.gov. And I'm just going to enter, again, the zip code for, we're in Amherst, so I'll enter the Amherst zip code. Very unhealthy. We're in the purple zone now. Yesterday, we were in the red, and now we are in the purple zone. And it's not just a tick over the 200 zone. It looks like we'd be at about 225, somewhere in there, on a scale that goes up to, I think, 400, 500. They don't really have a start point and an end point on this particular scale, but it's pretty nasty, no doubt about it. 230 is what I've got on the very unhealthy air quality. But I would imagine, and we have a lot of people around here with asthma. We have a lot of people around here with COPD, and I've got to tell you, this has got to be very, very tough for you. I don't know what kind of filtration system you have in your home, but you probably wish it was a little bit better. I mean, Beijing probably has better air quality than we in the United States. Let's go to Amy in Williamsville. Amy, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. So my son's baseball was canceled tonight, a little league. We're in Williamsville, and the school's also canceled all outdoor activities for during the day. So no gym classes, were outside or anything like that.
Well, how do you feel about that?
I think it's fine. I'm not a sky is falling person either, but, if that's what they went by, the DEC guidelines.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it seems to me that, again, if you want to look at risk mitigation and you want to look at people's health, Amy, it just seems that the wise course of action is to have as many people as possible stay inside. I don't know if you heard the caller yesterday who works to the east of Batavia, and he works in a big plant. And believe it or not, there still is a big plant somewhere in Western New York. I couldn't believe it myself.
Yeah.
But he had burning in his eyes, and also four of his coworkers went home yesterday because of breathing issues. I mean, obviously, breathing is a rather important part of life.
Right. No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, that actually happened. So do you have any pets?
I do. I have two dogs, and they've only been out when they needed to go out today, but we didn't walk them.
Well, the other thing, too, and it depends a little bit on where you live in Western New York, but you got to look out for coyotes. And I always tell people with dogs, you know what? The days where you could just let your little dog out in the yard unattended are over with. You have got to be on the lookout for coyotes. They're everywhere. Even if you don't see them, you'll hear them at night, and they're everywhere. And the last thing you want is a coyote to get your cavachon.
Right. Well, last week or the week before, there was a fox on my neighbor's sidewalk. It looked mangly, so we didn't let the dog out at all.
Was it in the daytime?
Yes, it was in the morning while the kids were getting on the bus.
Oh, I hope somebody called the police, because my guess is it probably had rabies.
He was hanging out there for quite a while, but it was crazy. There were ducks squawking at him, so I don't know if there were eggs in the area.
Yeah, and you know what? I hope, Amy, that somebody, this was in Amherst or Williamsville?
Yeah, Williamsville.
Yeah, I hope somebody called the cops, because that happened about 15, 20 years ago. I saw a fox in the middle of the afternoon on the sidewalk on Mill Street near the elementary school. And then the next day, I heard that the Amherst coppers had found the fox and had killed the fox. And yes, it was rabid. And I suspect that that fox is probably rabid. So, yeah, if you see a fox that is just right out there in the open in the middle of the day, that is not normal fox behavior. And you really need to call the cops. Keep an eye on the fox, but keep your distance. And good God, if anybody came into contact with that fox, you need rabies shots, like, immediately.
Ugh.
Yeah, now, rabies shots are not...
We just watched it.
Yeah, rabies shots are no big deal. They're not like they used to be. You go to ECMC, it doesn't cost you a thing. Well, just saying. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Amy.
Sure.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, you know, seriously, and I wasn't actually going to bring this up as a topic, but if you are in the Williamsville area and right now you're looking at a fox that is out in the daytime and just doesn't quite look right, you really need to call the cops, and they're going to destroy the animal, because they have to destroy the animal, because the probability is that it is rabid. And you know how little kids are with animals, right? I mean, they see a fox, and they go up to the fox bites them, and you're going to lose your child, because rabies, even in 2023, is pretty much 100% fatal. And that is why, and I don't mean to get off of the smoke topic and everything like that, but that is why when I had a bat perch itself on my wrist at the old dock at the bay back in around 2010, I talked about it on the air and got a call from the county health commissioner saying, Mr. Bowerly, you need to go to ECMC and get the rabies vaccines, because bat teeth are so small, you might not even know that you've been bitten by a bat. And quite frankly, here all these years later, I suppose I could get a booster, but all these years later, rabies is just something that I personally don't worry about. I should have some pretty good immunity against it, but I'm mostly concerned about you. I'm mostly concerned about your kids, and at the risk of repeating myself, which, yes, I do sometimes, it's called senility. If you do see a fox out in the middle of the day, chances are it's probably rabid. And this lady said the fox looked all mangy. I think mangly, she said. I'll say mangy. Yeah, that's not a real good sign. And I hope that somebody, one of my listeners with the APD, gives me an update on that situation. I don't have the fire or police blotter in front of me, but if you were dispatched to dispatch a fox, I would like to know. And Amy, if you want to call back and let us know specifically in Williamsville where you saw your fox the other day, I would like to know. because people in whatever neighborhood that happens to be, whatever street that happens to be, they need to know that there's a very good chance that they've got a rabid fox in the area. All right, you call back if you would and just let us know where that was, because it's got to get, if it isn't dead, it's got to be tracked down and it's got to be put out and it's got to be tested. And they got to spread the word that, hey, if any kid came into contact with this fox, you got to get the ECMC like now. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. How bad is the smoke where you are? And, you know, folks, it's really interesting. It's got to be, well, first of all, the air quality, the official air quality is very unhealthy, very unhealthy. That is what we are being told. And again, I'll talk about myself, but I just do this only as a setup for you guys to call in. But the allergies that I have and the cold weather induced asthma that I sometimes get, and it's got to be really cold for that to kick in. What happens for me is my breathing apparatus gets clogged up. It gets a little bit phlegmy, and it gets a little bit phlegmy, not in the lungs, no, because I'm me. Naturally, it has to settle right in the larynx area, exactly in the larynx area. So if I sound a little bit, raspy, it's got to be the smoke. And I've done my best to stay inside. I was actually going to go to a place on the waterfront last night, and I said, you know what? That place has windows wide open. I know the waterfront is really bad, and there's really no good idea in going to that particular location because, again, if you listen to this show, it's all about probabilities. It's all about the odds, and why increase the odds of having an adverse event happen if you don't have to? And I didn't have to, so I didn't. It is 2:25. The smoke. How is it affecting your life? What is it doing to your pets? We literally in Western New York right now have very unhealthy air. Yesterday it was unhealthy. Today it is very unhealthy. Has your kids or grown-up outside sports been canceled today? Maybe even heading into tomorrow. I mean, we're supposed to get some relief from this. We'll see. And aviation, I'm not sure if Buffalo Niagara International Airport has delayed or canceled any flights because of the smoke, possibly at destination airports. But apparently some of the commercial air traffic has been affected by the smoke, which is not just Western New York, guys. It's like the East Coast of the United States. Josh, is that Amy calling back? It is? Okay, can you pop on the air before the break and give people an idea of where she says this fox was located, just so we can give people the info? And
she said it was near Maple and Transit around Patrice Terrace.
Maple and Transit near Patrice Terrace. Okay, so if you live in that area or work in that area and you see the fox, you got to call the Amherst PD, and they got to come out, and they're going to have to take out the animal, okay? And you're doing the animal a favor, because I'll tell you, there's a very high probability that animal is rabid and not having a real good day, and it's not going to have a really good death. So you're better. I'd rather go out that way than with rabies, what they used to call hydrophobia back in the 1800s. And tragically, I've read newspaper accounts from the 1880s of children in particular in Buffalo dying horrible deaths because they came into contact with a rabid dog, and just breaks your heart. It is 2:27 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Air quality is very unhealthy in Western New York. It's dangerous all along the East Coast because of Canadian wildfires. And again, our fields and grasses in Western New York are not exactly bursting at the seam with water right now, so just be aware of that. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy Wednesday to you. I'd like to hear from people with asthma, COPD, What is this doing to you? What's it doing to your kids?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. The other day I played Her Town 2 by James Taylor and J.D. Souther from back in the 1980s. And I said, not one local band does it. I was wrong. I heard from Brian Berthaler with Route 33, and they do it. But they're taking a break for a while. So that's that. Anyway, welcome to the show, 236. Somebody just sent me a picture of downtown looking towards Canada. And it looks like a fog. That's about the best way I can put it. It looks like a fog. A haze doesn't really do it justice. It looks more like a fog. And to the best of my knowledge, this is an unretouched, unphotoshopped image. I don't see any witches flying around in the brew there. But how bad is the smoke where you are? Are you smelling the smoke? Are your eyes burning? Are your lungs burning? Are you having any issues breathing? And the local hospitals, I've been told, have had an influx of people with asthma and COPD, some of them in the ICU. Various outside activities have been canceled, not just in the city of Buffalo, but elsewhere. And frankly, do you think that this is a prudent move to cancel outside activities? And I believe it is. Why? Again, why take a risk that something bad might happen that is an avoidable risk? You can always reschedule a game. You can always reschedule a game. You can always stay inside a little longer than you'd wanted to stay inside. There's just no point in exerting yourself outside if what you are going to be putting into your body is very unhealthy air. Actually, though, what's interesting is the smoke that I see over downtown right now is pretty much the same level of smoke that I see at 4:20 p.m. on 4:20. It's roughly like that, just if you wanted a comparison for comparative purposes. 803-0930 is the phone number. Do you guys know anybody who, without naming names, of course, but do you know anybody who's ended up in the hospital? Are you personally a COPD person or an asthma person, and you're a little bit freaked out by this? If I had COPD, I absolutely would be concerned about this situation. Actually, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, we had him on the program some time ago, he suffers from COPD, but it's okay because I'm pretty sure he has an estate in the UK, so this stuff is not blowing into the UK, so he should be good, at least insofar as the current wildfire situation is concerned. Those of you, again, with pets, those of you with pets, are you taking extra precautions with your furry little friend? No reason to take that multi-mile walk today. Of course, I'm pretty sure that dogs have figured out how to spell the word I just spelled out and probably know exactly what I mean when I spell out walk. How bad is the smoke where you are? Are you smelling it? Can you actually feel it stinging the eyes, stinging the lungs, your breathing network of your body? I am very, very curious about that. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I was just thinking with the Josh Allen being on the cover of Madden 24, did Vegas have odds on that? Were people actually betting on the person who would be on the cover of Madden 24? People bet on everything. I have to believe that some people are very happy today because they made money off of the selection of Josh Allen on Madden 24. I personally don't gamble a lot. If I do it, it's just for fun, and it's just, it's not even, hey, I'm going to go to the casino and make me some money. It's more like, all right, here's income that I can just pee away and not really worry about it too much and just do something to try to have a good time. I don't look at it as an investment. I look at it basically as tomfoolery, literally and figuratively. When Meyer Lansky, the guy who basically was the brains behind organized gambling in America and Cuba and moved in on some of the other European countries. But when Meyer Lansky told people, yeah, you know what, it's not a good bet. It's the house always wins, essentially. The percentages are always on the house. That tells you something. Lansky was the brains, and Benjamin Siegel was the muscle behind Las Vegas, except problem for Mr. Siegel, otherwise known as Bugsy. You might have seen the Warren Beatty movie. Problem for him was he got all of his East Coast and some of the West Coast mob guys to chip in to build the Flamingo in Las Vegas. The original Flamingo, not the one that's there now, but the original one. And there were cost overruns like you couldn't believe. Some of the contractors ripped off Siegel. They'd deliver a load one day. They'd pick it up at night. They'd deliver the same load the next day. Seriously. And that takes some serious stones to do that. People who cross Mr. Siegel did not end up in a very healthy frame of existence. But anyway, yeah, he made the mistake of getting in way over his head, owing a lot of people a lot of money, had a disastrous grand opening of the Flamingo, and his let's just say this much, his ticket was pretty much punched on the way out as he sat in a mansion in Beverly Hills, California. Interestingly, his mistress at the time had decided to go to Europe. At the very moment when the assassination would take place. That's still an unsolved crime. Read various theories about it, but officially it's unsolved. Anyway, enough of that. It is 2:43 at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, the smoke. It's like, here's what I find interesting. The smoke. Everybody's talking about the smoke. Everybody's talking about how their lives are being affected by smoke. And I want to talk to you on the air about how the smoke is affecting you, how bad it is where you are. And I just, that's what I want from you guys right now. A little smoke update from you, a little update on how this is affecting your life. Maybe like Amy in Williamsville, it's a sports league that's shut down, or a splash pad, or a garbage pickup that isn't going to happen. Slinging garbage ain't fun on a hot day to begin with. And then you add this stuff into the air, and good night, Irene. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Apparently, this is Obscure References Day on the Bowerly Show. Hope you enjoy them. Here is Steve in Tonawanda. Steve, you're on WBEN. What's the news from Tonawanda?
Well, I was driving by Sheridan Park Golf Course, and I pulled into the parking lot here. The parking lot is jam-packed with the cars, and there's a bunch of old folks out here playing golf, so it doesn't seem to be bothering them.
Very, very interesting. Now, I wonder, because early this morning, Randy Bushover was doing traffic for us on WBEN, and there were a number of calls for EMS for labored breathing.
Yep.
So, I hope everybody gets their golf game in and has no problems, but they're increasing the odds. Are you gonna do it at Sheridan Park? You gonna golf?
Oh no, I'm on my way home. I just was driving by and noticed all these cars here and all these folks playing golf. Doesn't seem to be bothering them.
Well, golf is just a stupid waste of a walk, in my opinion. I know people are passionate about golf. I'm not one of those people. I'm sorry. I tried to get into it, tried to convince myself I could get into it, but I'm going to go along with what Furio says in The Sopranos. Stupid the game, except he uses another word in there.
Well, a lot of them are using their little golf carts, too, but still they're out here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was just going to say, with I don't know how bad the smoke is at Sheridan Park, the golf course, but I wonder how many balls are going to be lost today.
I'll tell you, it looks pretty clear out here, and it's fairly windy, so I don't know what that means, but these guys don't seem to be bothered by it.
Well, let's hope it stays that way. Hopefully you're not going to see the paramedics racing across the golf course.
Alrighty.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Interesting. Very interesting. I mean, I don't know if all the people golfing are seniors right now, but you know, if they are, more power to them. I just hope everybody gets through it okay. Again, it's not a sky is falling situation, but some of these pictures you guys are sending me are like, is this really Western New York? It looks like the gates of hell. Here's Mark in Elma on WBEN. I've seen the gates of hell, actually. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing? I was, first half of the day, I was in the city, really bad, really could smell the wood scent in the air, really, really, really thick. And then for the second half of the day, I've been out in East Amherst, and when I first got here, it was like semi-blue skies, but now the winds must have shifted, because now as I'm approaching Sheridan Drive, it's really starting to thicken at Evans and Sheridan, so
well,
what a transition.
There's only one thing to do, sir, and that is to stop into Georgetown Square Liquors and get me a bottle of Patron.
All right, it's on its way.
I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. Thank you very much for the update. So it is creeping into Williamsville, huh?
Correct.
Yeah, there's an Amagon there. There's a gas station there. There's the plaza there. There's a Timmy Hortons there. There's everything there at that corner. It's like the crossroads of America. Forget Times Square. Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it. And those of you who've been driving around all day, I'd be interested in knowing your observations. As I've said, look, you can hear my voice, what it's like. And this is the voice of a guy who stayed inside this morning, who kept the windows closed on the drive into work, who is working inside a building right now. And you can hear that it is affecting me, as tree pollen does. And, you know, obviously I'm a little bit more sensitive to this stuff maybe than some people are. 803, if it affected the knee, it wouldn't be nearly as exciting for me. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here's Bill Chittawaga. Bill, talking about the smoke in Western New York. Hello. Bill in Chictawaga, hello.
Yes, how you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, I just actually just got... You're there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I actually just got back from Toronto, and Toronto is a lot worse than here. Like, you could taste it, smell it, you could see... You'd think the fire was about 10 miles away from Toronto. It's pretty bad up there, so...
Well, if you've ever flown over the areas where the smoke is originating, you're talking wilderness. You're talking a vast acreage of wilderness up there.
Yes, I mean, the fires are what, in Alberta, they say?
They're all over, it's like they're all over the place, but the ones that are hitting us are a little closer to home.
Yes, yeah, the Toronto is, like I said, it's pretty smoky up there, and you can smell it. It's pretty thick up there, so...
Yeah, I mean, you can check the Where Are the Wildfires map in Canada, and that'll give you an indication. But, yeah, I don't know if we're smelling Quebec smoke or Alberta smoke right now. I bet there's a difference.
Up there, they were saying it was from Alberta. So
yeah.
That's what they're saying. When I was listening to the radio up there, they were saying that the smoke coming through Toronto is from Alberta.
Well, you know, I was just going to say that you'd know that it's coming from Quebec if, upon inhaling the smoke, you suddenly want to become a table dancer.
That's a good one.
That's a surefire sign of it being Quebec smoke. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call on WBEN. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. How bad is the smoke where you are? And are you experiencing any issues. And those issues could be with your kids. Maybe you have a kid with asthma who's having a bad day. Maybe you've got COPD and you are having a bad day. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And the smoke that we are experiencing is pretty much, well, there's over 100 wildfires, okay? There's a lot of wildfires. And what we are experiencing and the East Coast is experiencing, those would be fires in the area of Quebec as well as Ottawa, the home of one of our favorite teams in Buffalo, the Ottawa Senators. So just be aware, be so advised of what you are smelling. I always wonder about the wildlife in situations of wildfire. I feel bad for wildlife because wildlife has no idea what's going on. All they know is they've got eggs and babies in a nest and they've got flames and they've got to make a decision. And that's got to be very, very tough, even in the mind of something as simple as a blue jay. I had to shake a blue jay out of my backyard. It was bothering my finches. Hope he got the message. I didn't hurt it. I just shagged it away. 803, I got to be a hero now in the finch world. If finches put out postage stamps someday, I hope to be on one. Thank you. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. How bad is the smoke? How many of you are tasting the smoke? Like, how many of you are smelling the smoke? How many of you are tasting the smoke? How many of you have smoke in your eyes? How many of you are having an adverse impact from the smoke? And I will tell you that I am, and you can hear it in my voice. It's not a big deal, but it's just, as you know, if you listen to this show enough, whenever there's an allergen in the air to which I have some kind of sensitivity, it always manifests itself right over the voice box. It never fails 100% of the time. That is my luck. And you know what? If I was a professional musician, it would manifest itself in my fingers. If I was a professional runner, it would manifest itself in the ankles. Such is the luck of Tom. Can't buy a break, my friends. Cannot buy one. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, instead of emailing me, call me. Instead of emailing, call me. Because email is one thing. I'd much rather talk to you. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Guy asked yesterday why all the phone numbers, and gave the best answer I could as far as the phone numbers, but it is an interesting question. By the way, when I do the 803-0930 number, just know that that is in the 716 area code. And I don't know about you, but to me, the old days are you didn't have to mention the area code. You didn't have to put in the area code in a phone. You could just do the 7-digit number. That was it. This whole area code thing has got me off the game. Not going to lie. All right. It is 3:53 at News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's see, Scott Solani, we not only play Her Town 2, we recorded a version of it for one of my albums. All right, Scott, thank you. I did not know that. Had no idea what was going on. Let's see. Yeah, people are emailing me. I have a picture from Machias. This is interesting. Oh, wow. Okay, in Machias, dude I know was taking a morning walk, and this is a great picture. You can see the sun very, very dimly through a very thick layer of smoke hanging over Machias. Whoa. Okay, I'm going to forward these pictures to my boss and see if we can't get them up on WBEN.com. There's another picture he sent me, talking about Dan Habermill. Another picture he sent me of his backyard, and it looks as though, it honestly looks as though the fire is probably next door. And then another one of the sun, which is, it's really freaky. The sun looks like an alien mothership in this one picture. There's almost a crescent shape on the sun. So in Machias, Dan caught a picture of a fawn galloping through his field. Okay, very interesting. Let me just send this along to Mr. Wenger. I'm just multitasking for the man here on WBEN. Sorry about this. Guess I'm going to have to do that during the break. All right, it is 2:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes. Hey, Josh, the smoke. Everybody's talking about it except on my show. Everybody's talking about the smoke except here. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Don't worry, I've got a lot of different things into which I can dive. See, I'm always worried that if I don't talk about something like this, that you guys are going to think that I'm unaware that it's going on. And then if I do talk about it, like everybody's talking about it, but not here. Apparently, there was an event downtown this morning, and instead of looking at the object that should have been the focus of attention during the event this morning, people were looking at all the smoke downtown and the haze in the sky and the blocking of the sun. I'm pretty sure that the resurrection. I'm pretty sure that the rapture is next. Just saying. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.